may do this topic over the next 3 days. We may do this topic for a few days. We'll see how it goes. Either if it won't go, we'll stop right away. But if it goes, we'll maybe do it for another 2 days, one more day. This week's parsha, we come across the beautiful mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Yivorechacha, Yoer, Yisa, and then Birchas Kohanim concludes with V'samu eshemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorechem. There are many interpretations as to what that means. Does it mean that Hashem here is going to bless the Kohanim? The Kohanim, you bless the Jewish people, the Yisraelim and the Levim. And Hashem says, and I will bless you. You put your v'samu, they will set eshemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorechem. Or it means you will be the channel. You put eshemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani. The Kohanim do not possess the koyach to bless. They are just conduits of Hashem's blessing. In any of them, whatever it means, it says here something very important. V'samu eshemi. They shall set my name upon the Jewish people. What is the shame? Shemi, Rashi, Yivarechum, the Kohanim shall bless them, B'shem HaMefarosh, with Hashem's explicit name. Now, what does that mean? I have no idea. I'm not making believe. I know nothing about this. The Sfaradim are very into the Shem Hashem. In any Sfaradish or Siddur, I took one off the shelf, you always see, when I Yudke Vavke, over here they do it in a very unique way. They put over here Aleph, in the Hay itself, they put the Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, and then afterwards they combine them together, which I'll explain in a few moments. I know that in the art school, the brand new, hot off the press art school, Sephardic Siddur, they definitely have the Yudke Vavke, the Adnos in the Yudke Vavke. I don't know if they have the next part, which I'll explain to you in a few moments. But in any event, the Shem Hashem is something which has captured the minds and attention of Klal Yisrael throughout the ages. What does it mean, the Shem Hashem? How can we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a goof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. The letters of Hashem's name is just something that we use as a way to remind ourselves there is a Ribbonoi Shel Olam. I think in Nusach Ashkenaz, we don't really put much emphasis on the words. It says in the Siddur, it says the letters, Yudkei Vavkei, in different ways to represent Hashem. The Sfardim are much bigger, they're much more sensitive to the Shem Hashem. But of course,
in everything we are sensitive.
Ooh, that was a low blow. Ooh, that hurt.
Easy to say.
Okay. I have over here last year, approximately a year ago, I went to Eretz Yisrael for a simcha, and I went to this farm store, and I picked up this sefer called Kvoid Shemoy. And I was halushing to go through it, have a time to learn it, and finally I spent some time browsing through it very, very quickly. It's a fascinating sefer. I think in English, they have the Dummies series.
Yeah.
This for Dummies, that for Dummies, everything for Dummies. So here, this is like the Shem Hashem for Dummies. Everything you wanted to know about the Shem Hashem, you were afraid to ask. A basic yisoidos about no Kabbalah. We're not going into any Kabbalah. Just basic, interesting things. So I browse through it, and it's quite fascinating. I want to share with you a few interesting things that are totally new to me. Let's go do some very basic things. First of all, in our Sidurim, Nusach Ashkenaz, how do we represent the name of Hashem, the most basic name of Hashem? Yud Kei Vavke. We spell it Yud Kei Vavke, Begematru 26. The number 26 is very significant. There are 26 Kitov. When you say Hoidu Lashem, Kitov Ki Li Oilam Chastoy, there are 20 times Ki Li Oilam. There are 26 expressions of thanking Hashem Ki Li Oilam Chastoy. And they correspond to the 26 generations of the world until the giving of the Torah. Hashem did not give the Torah until Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the 26th generation from Briyas Olam. In what zuchus did the world exist for those 26 generations? Chesed. Chesed. It was undeserved. Ki le'olam chasdeh. Chesed, by definition, means kindness. Now, very simple, okay, nothing too complicated. You do a person a chesed, you don't deserve it. Did you pay for it? You pay for the service? I didn't pay anything. I did you a chesed. Hashem was kind to us. So we associate the name of Hashem of the four letters. It's the most common, the most basic way to represent Hashem. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Of course, when I say Kei, it means the letter Hey. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it represents the midah of chesed. Now, however, even though we represent Kadosh Baruch Hu by the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, how do we pronounce it? We do not pronounce it Yud Kei Vav Kei. We pronounce it with the letters Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. We don't say there's no real way to pronounce. I don't even know how you could pronounce it. I'm not even exactly sure how you could pronounce it. Or you'll tell me there are nekudos in some of the sidurim. I'll get to that in a moment. If you'll find a siddur, and there are many siddurim which have the letters Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, and have nekudos underneath the letter, those nekudos is not the way you would pronounce the letters Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Those dots are there for other reasons. That's what I want to get. It's all new to me. All this stuff is all new to me. Those dots that you do find in some siddurim underneath Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, is not the way you would have pronounced Yud Kei Vav Kei, but the Torah tells us don't pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ze Shemi Le'olam Veze Zichri Le'dor Dor. We learn in Parshas Shemos, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm teaching you my name, Ze Shemi Le'olam. My name is the way you're going to refer to me through all generations with four letters. The letter Yud, the letter He, the letter Vav, and then the letter He. That's the letters. And the way you're going to pronounce it, Vizeh Zichri, the way you're going to pronounce it is Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. We call Adnos. Pasuk and Chumash. Okay? So every time you see Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, we know that we pronounce it Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. The Art Scroll, one of their innovations, about 30 years ago, when they put out the first siddur, this is a very big chiddush that they've done. It really is a very big chiddush that they did. This is that every time Hashem's name appears in the art scroll siddur, it is Yud Kei Vav Kei with no nekudos. That's what they've decided, and it's consistent. And I don't think they have changed that for the last 30 years since they started publishing their svarim. They consistently, whenever Hashem's name appears, it's the letter Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, and there are no dots. That's what it says in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Ze Shemi Le'olam, Veze Zichri Le'dor Dor. This is the letters, and this is how you pronounce it. There is no way to pronounce Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. We were never given a pronunciation. I'm not aware anywhere, and I know nothing about this, but it does not appear there is any correct pronunciation for the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. Doesn't exist. The only pronunciation is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Now, before Art Scroll, in the old Siddurim, I opened up over here randomly. I took out a whole bunch of Siddurim here. Look at this. See, I think all these Siddurim. Here's an Art Scroll Siddur, right? Over here, Vayosha Hashem. Bayoimahu es Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim. Here's Hashem's name. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. No dots. No dots. Okay. Here is the classic Tikkun Meir Siddur. Just took it off the shelf. Yes. Took it off the shelf. I'll go to the same place. I'm just, this is total random. Open up to Vayosha Hashem. It's all the same anyway. All the Sukkim. But that means that's a pasuk. Maybe they did a different there. And here it's, here they Taka did it. Here, they did put Hashem's name in. Vayosha Hashem, but here, not like the art scroll. Different. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei. There are dots. There are dots. There's a Shva under the Yud, and a Komat under the Vav, and there's also a dot on top of the Vav. A Cholam.
for the how to pronounce Yud Ad Hashem Adnus.
No. Yeah, there's that, two dots.
Well, that's the A is a Shva. It's a Shva that's the A under the Aleph.
A Chat of Patach?
Yeah.
No, then they had the Iker is the Patach. And then what's the Cholm? Ado. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but all right, I hear what you're saying. Oh, he could be you're right. In this sefer, he doesn't say that. He says something very different. Okay, you're suggesting the reason why Rabbi Maievsky is suggesting. Maybe this is correct. Okay, I don't know anything about Hashem's name. Abayisai, please. Shem Hashem now. No talking. Shem Hashem. The reason why there is a Shva, you, is because when you say Ah, it's not truly a Patach. It's a Chataf Patach. You're supposed to swallow the Patach. It's not a full Ah. It's a swift Ah. That means there's a patach preceded by two dots. So the printer was cheap. He wanted to cut out the ink on the patach, so he just put in the shva. And then there's a cholam, a do, for the dalid, and underneath the vav is a komatz, noi. You must have a noi. I hear, it's not the pashtus. That's not the pashtus. I'll get to it in a moment. Okay, I just want to give you examples. Okay, give you examples. So, art scroll, no dots. Nowhere, none of their publications that they ever put a dot under Hashem's name. And I give them credit. That's really interesting what they did. Maybe not traditional, but it's interesting. Here, Tikkun Meir, gotta ask Meir. Who's the Meir? Who's Tikkun Meir? They put over here Shva and a Komatz and a Cholam. Who knows? Now let me look through. Now that's a pasuk. That's not really a good example. Let me go to a part of davening of Hashem where Hashem's name appears. That's not inside of a pasuk. Well, here it's in the middle of Nech Hashem. So you see over here Hashem's name over here. Baruch Atah Hashem. All of the brachas Hashachar taken there. It's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei with those dots. Okay, very very nice. Let's put away.
Yud.
Oh, let's go through some random. I didn't even open up random. Okay, so far. So far, two sidurim. Let's open up one of my favorite sidurim from the Young Israel. This thing called the Shabbos Siddur. Use this tefilos, the Shabbos, Yontif, my whole life. I grew up on the Siddur, Friday night and Shabbos. It's very comfortable to use. I would like to use it again if I could. And here, I'm opening up randomly. Baruch Atah Hashem. Oh, two yuds. Tzvei Yidin. Two little yuds. The Shiloh Siddur had two yuds. Good.
Same space.
Now, over here, there are two yuds, but there's also dots.
Yeah.
A shva, there's no cholam. What happened to the cholam? Got disappeared.
There's no hay.
There's no hay? Two yuds? What are the two yuds? Okay, let me open up another siddur. Nikor habracha. I just took this off the shelf. I have no idea what the siddur is. Okay, it's random. Okay, here we go. Ritzei Hashem. Here's another siddur. Oh, the Kol Yaakov said, this is a Chodosh. This is a new one. Okay, this Siddur there, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, two Yuds. Two Yuds, with that. A Shva and a Komatz. Okay, the Kol Yaakov Siddur. The Kol Yaakov is a classic Siddur. This one is the Chodosh. It could be they change it. I remember, here in this Siddur, look at the Birchas HaShachar. Yudkei Vavkei. Okay, Yudkei Vavkei with that. Okay, very good. And here we have our good Svarish Siddur. Okay, here is a Svarish Siddur. Moedim Anachnu Loch Shu'ato Hu Hashem. They spell out Yud Kei Vav Kei. The He is expanded. And in the letter He, they insert Aleph Dalid Nun Yud.
Missed.
Okay?
Missed.
And then they're not finished yet. After every time Hashem's name appears in this Siddur,
Sephardi
Siddur, in parentheses, it says Yud, Aleph, He, Dalit, Vav, Nun, He, Yud. So what's going on over here? Okay, this is just a sampling. Some just have two Yud. So what is going on over here? So let's explain. Let's explain. First, there's one theme that I've learned Right? When you go, when browsing through the Sefer about the Shem Hashem, in every dimension, there are many Shemos. You know, there's Adnos, Elokim, Tzavokos, Shakai, Ka, and those are the basics. Okay, there are more, many, many more. But just the basics that we're familiar with. We've got Yudke, Vavke, Elokim, Ka, Tzavokos, Kel, Shakai. Anything else? There are seven basic shameless of Hashem that we come in contact with all the time. One thing you learn very quickly: every time you deal with Hashem's name and you try to decipher the meaning, it always comes back to one place. It's always trying to synthesize Midas Hadin with Midas Harachamim in one way or another. Always. Hashem's name is never, Hashem is never just one midah. There's always some degree of synthesis of rachamim, undeserved mercy, and din, strict justice. So now, we take the name Yud Ke Vav Ke, the way it is spelled. In the Torah it says, if you injure a person, you cause him to lose his eye. Ayin tachas ayin. An eye for an eye. Yad tachas yad. Regel tachas regel. Kivia tachas kivia. Petza tachas petza. Chabura tachas chabura. That's what it says in the Bible. Okay? That's what it says in the Bible. An eye for an eye. You go to Beis Din. Rachmana litzlan, a person injures someone. Does the Beis Din knock out his eye? Do they cut off his arm, his leg? They beat him up? No such thing. What do they do?
Money.
Mamain. The value of an eye. You have caused a person to lose his eyesight. You will suffer. You have to pay the value of the eye. What's the value of an eye? It's priceless. That's the truth. But in this world, we have no choice. When you're told you as a slave, and we look at you, how much are you worth if you have been sold as a slave? Correct? What does the Beis Din have done? According to the simple translation of the pasuk, it's Midas Hadin. It's harsh judgment. You took away someone's ability to see. You deserve that you should lose your ability to see. That is strict, harsh judgment. Midas Hadin. Along comes Chazal, who work with the principle of Torah Shebal Peh, and they basically transformed it from harsh judgment to Midas Harachamim. Instead of you walking out of Beis Din blind, you're going to walk out of Beis Din with a hole in your pocket. Okay, you're going to have to pay for what you've done, but you're not going to lose your eyesight. So we're going from Midas Hadin to Midas Hadin to Midas. So really, in essence, it's Midas Harachamim. It's the same exact thing. When it says in the letters of the Torah, Yud Ke Vav Ke, the letters, when it says in the pasuk Yud Ke, do what you need to do. When it says in the pasuk Yud Ke Vav Ke, this is Midas Hadin. No, the way it's spelled in the Torah, Yud Ke Vav Ke is Din. The way something appears in the Torah, the letters, the form of the letters is Din. When you pronounce it, Aleph, Dalid, Nun, Yud, that's like Torah Shebal Peh. That's Rachamim. So the rachamim, this that we always say, oh, Yud Kei Vav Kei is Midas HaRachamim, that's not entirely correct. That's not correct. It's the pronunciation of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the rachamim. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Zeh Shemi Le'olam, V'zeh Zichri Le'dar Dar. Zeh Shemi Le'olam is Yud Kei Vav Kei, Din, anything that's in the Bible, by definition, is harsh, is din. But the Torah Shebal Peh creates a dimension of rachamim. And just like when it comes to ayin, tachas ayin, you go from an eye for an eye to mamoin, that is a transformation from din to rachamim. The letters, the way they appear, yudke vavke, shivisi Hashem lenegdi summit. You put on the shivisi, what does that mean? That's the worst thing you could possibly put in front of you. That's the worst thing you can possibly do, put in front of you a sign, yudke vavke. Why? It means you're not responsible for anything in your life. It means you live a life of hefkeris. Because yudke vavke, what do you tell children? What is yudke vavke? Rachamim. Hashem loves you. Hashem loves you. You can do whatever you want. You can do every avera you want. Hashem will forgive you. Whatever you want. Elokim! Oh, watch out. The day of reckoning is coming. You're going to be punished for every second that you battle. You're going to be punished for a pochus mishova pruta. Din. So if you want to go discipline a person in this world, what should you put in front of you? On all of the bima, all of the amudim in the Bote Kinesios, it should say, Elokim, Elokim, Elokim. Wherever you walk around, you should see Elokim. People should know they should behave themselves. And if chas v'shalom, they do an aveira, don't worry, we'll tell you a secret, that Hashem loves you, and Hashem will forgive you. Yet, yeah, Elokim.
Yes, right. Yes.
There's a difference between Yudke. It doesn't say Bereshis Bara Elokim. That's a different shame. That is the name that we always associate with Midas Hadin, harshness, strict judgment. The name Yudke Vavke we always associate with Rachamim, love, mercy. Hashem wanted to create the world within. He saw the world cannot exist. So Hashem joined B'yoyim B'roy Yud Hashem Elokim Es Hashemayim V'yaretz. Hashem joined what?
What's the Hashem Hashem
Elokim Rachamim? No, that's Rachamim. Two madrigas of Rachamim. Yud Kei Vavke. Hashem is Rachamim. Yeah, two Yud Kei Vavkes. Yeah? Yes. Yeah. It is. So therefore, I want to let's.
Zichri, you're saying means dimension. The
right. Dimension. So let's. This is a very. This point is very important of itself. And today, it's very fashionable in all the shuls, even the most litvish shuls. Shocking that they do this today. This goes to show what a melting pot we're living in today. Even go to the most litvish shuls, they'll have on the amud yudke vavke. This is not an Ashkenaz, this is not a Litvish thing, this is a Svardish thing. You go into all the Shtibuch, they have Yudke Vav. What is this doing here? Yudke Vavke, the Menorah, these big glass, acrylic. What is this doing here in this shul? This doesn't belong here. They have it in the shul over here also. Shavisi Hashem. Over here, they have it in the front also. They have it here. What is it over here? Shavisi Hashem? What does this do? This is not for Litvaks. This is a Svard, this is a carryover from the Svardim. The Svardim are very big into this. Shivisi Hashem Linegdi. So wherever you go, you got to see in front of you, Yud Kei Vav Kei. I'm asking you a question. This is the worst thing you can possibly do according to what we're familiar with. We are taught in elementary school that the name Yud Kei Vav Kei is Rachamim and the name Elokim is Din. So when you teach children, you teach them to strive for excellence. Strive to get on your exam a 100. If you get a 90, you'll also get an A b'di'evet. But if you strive to only get a 90, then you'll probably get a 60. That's the way life goes. Strive for excellence. And if you don't make it, you'll be okay. But if you strive to be mediocre, then you'll be a failure in life. So if you have in front of you Yudke Vavke, which is Rachamim, so what are you telling a person? Don't worry. Hashem, you don't have to be perfect. You can go through the day and make as many mistakes as you like. Hashem will take care of you. What kind of message is that? It would be a much better message to put on the Amud, Elokim. Put on the Amud. Aleph, Lamed, Hey, Yud, Mem, Elokim. And that would mean strive for excellence. And if you don't make it, we'll take care of you. So you know what the answer is? The answer is you're making it's not correct. The letters Yud, K, Vav, K is excellence. Is Midas Hadin. Make no mistake about it. When you see in front of you Yud, K, Vav, K, that's taken right out of the Bible. Yud, K, Vav, K, anything that's written in the Torah is Midas Hadin. Ayin, Tachas, Ayin. The Rachamim that we've been taught to associate with Yud, K, Vav, K is the pronunciation of Yud, K, Vav, K. It's the pronunciation. The visualization of Yud, K, Vav, K is Din. But we are Mahapech. We try for Yud, K, Vav, K. But ultimately, in the end of the day, it's impossible to be perfect. We strive for perfection. Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Summit. I put in front of me Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei. I want perfection, not to get a 70 on the exam. And then, in case I don't make it, listen, you got hope. How do you pronounce Hashem's name? You don't pronounce it Yud Kei Vav Kei. In fact, there is no pronunciation. There is no pronunciation for Yud Kei Vav Kei the way it is spelled. Nothing to talk about. There is no pronunciation. There's only one way to pronounce it. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. That expression is Rachanim. So Yud Kei Vav Kei really BM is a combination of the two together. Now, let's explain. No, we don't have time. We're running out of time. We're running out of time. I'm sorry. I told him. I'm sorry. Now, let's go to the Sfarishes. They got it right. In the Sephardim of Sephorat, okay, the real ones. I'm not even sure our school does this. I don't think they do it to this degree. Every time this Siddur particular, okay, this Siddur, every time it says Yud Kei Vav Kei, in the letter He, they put Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. Aleph Dal in the letter He. That's Sephardic. Why? They want you to visualize, it's not enough the pronunciation, they want you to visualize the synthesis. They want you to visualize the synthesis of Din being transformed into Rachamim. They want you to visualize this concept. Strive for excellence. Just in case you don't make it, you're okay. And just in case you don't get the message, in this Siddur, they go further. They take the two names and they alternate. They write the first letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud. And then what do? The first letter of Aleph, of Adnos. Aleph, Dalet Nun. After we do the first letter of Adnos, we go back to the second letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is a Hey. And after we do the second letter of Hey, the second letter, then we do the second letter of Adnos, which is, I'm getting all mixed up, Dalet, Aleph, Dalet. Then we go to the third letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Kei Vav. And then we go to the third letter of Adnos, which is Nun. And then the fourth letter, Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Hey. And then the last letter, the fourth letter of Adnos, which is Yud. And then you get the letters, and this is Yud, Aleph, Hey, Dalet, Vav, Nun, Hey, Yud. What's the first letter of this combination? Yud. What's the last letter of this combination? Yud. What's the first letter? Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud. What's the last letter of Ado? Nun and then Yud is Yud. Two Yuds. Oh, now you know why. In this Siddur, traditionally, how do you refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? With two Yuds. Why two Yuds? Don't give me a chassidus of art. When two Yidin come together, the Shechina is resting. It's a chassidus of art. When Tzvei Yidin come together, the Shechina is resting. That's not the reason. And it's not because it's not even the combination. You should know. I always thought it was is there are two shemas. There's the way you say it, the way you pronounce it. There's Yud Kei Vav Kei. It begins with the Yud, and then there is the way you pronounce it, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Now that doesn't explain why there are two Yud. It should then be Yud Aleph. The real reason why there are two Yuds, it's we have borrowed this Kabbalistic concept to mingle the letters. There's Yud Kei Vav Kei, and there's Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. and you take the first letter of one, the first letter of the next, the second letter, third letter, fourth letter, to get one word. And in that one word, the first is a yud, and the last is a yud. Two yuds. Got it? Two yuds. Now, where do the dots come from? So this is a Kabbalistic concept. I have a pshat. I didn't see this anywhere, but this is what it says in this book. It makes it very clear. The reason why you find, not an art school left out the dots. They left out the dots. Good for them. It's a Kabbalistic concept. Maybe not. Maybe they're violating tradition. I don't know. But in the other Siddurim, they have the dots. They do have the dots. The dots, so Rabbi Mayevsky suggested that it's because that's the way you pronounce it. The same dots of the way you pronounce Ado. But the problem is, it's not a perfect answer because it should be really a patach, not a shva.
What fits in what you just said is
that's a whole different thing. Right, we're not going to talk about it. Let me just finish up this idea. It says in the Kabbalistic books, okay, which I have no understanding of, the dots represent the word le'olam, forever. Le'olam. How do you write le'olam? How do you put dots in the... There are four letters in the word le'olam. That's what it says here in this book over here. Le'olam. How do you spell le'olam? Shva, le, cholam, o, lam, a komatz. Those are exactly the dots that appear under yudke vavke. Why? So I didn't see this anywhere, but I think the answer is obvious. We're bringing together three things. Hashem yimloich le'olam vo'ed. Yud kei vav kei, the way it's spelled, yud kei vav kei is Hashem. How do we pronounce it? How do we pronounce it? Aleph dalid nun yud adnus. What is an odon? A master. Who is the ultimate master? The melech, the king. I have a master and you have a master. The ultimate expression of a master is the Ribbono Shel Olam. How long will this master be around? Le'olam Voed. When you see in front of you a Siddur that has Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, and you pronounce it Aleph, Dalid, Nun, Yud, and the dots have nothing to do. The dots are Shva, Cholam, Komatz, which are the dots of the word Le, Olam. In essence, you're bringing together three concepts. Number one, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, Hashem. Hashem is perfect. Hatsur, Tamim, Paolo. He demands perfection. Hashem is din. The way it's spelled is the ultimate din. But Hashem has rachmanis upon us. He's our melech. We pronounce it. How do we pronounce it? Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yun, which is basically a similar expression as Malchus. Adnus. Adnus is an expression which we used to understand in Chazal. The pronunciation is rachanin. And how long is this melech going to be around for? The dots are le'olam. Hashem yimloich le'olam vo'ed. What? Oh, very good. And Echanami, zeh shemi, excellent. Excellent. I didn't realize that. That's right. Excellent. Excellent. Zeh shemi le'olam, zeh zichri le'dardar. It's all there.
Gemara says le'olam. That's why you don't pronounce it.
You don't pronounce it. Because there is no way to pronounce it. Right. They never gave us nikud. Right. They never gave us vowels how to pronounce yudke vavke. Don't people, they say, oh, there's a chazal. Now Mashiach will come. We're going to use, don't tell me these mystical chamamar chazal. There's no such thing as a pronunciation that has been given to us what it means yudke vavke. How to pronounce it. There are letters. Zeh Shemi. You see these letters? This is the Ribbono Shel Olam perfection. Midas Adin, that's how we relate to him. Zeh Shemi. And how do we pronounce it? We pronounce it Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Aleph Dalet Nunyun means to translate master. What is the ultimate master? Melech. And Zeshemi Le'olam, as in the Pasuk itself. There's Zeshemi, Zezichri, there is Le'olam. The Nikud is Le'olam. So the Sachakol, when you see Yudke Vavke, Hashem Yimloich Le'olam Voed. Okay, that is why you see those vowels, that vowels. Article, for whatever reason, I'm sure they have a reason, like I told you.
Can they say why in the preface what they do?
What?
Oh,
they probably do. I didn't look. I'm lazy. You're right. I should have looked. I'm not necessarily. They don't give the reasons for everything. They themselves sometimes they didn't know what they.
The others don't give the reasons.
Look, one. I'll give you one classic example where I know they got burnt.
For the first time, Avraham called Bayumar.
And they stopped doing this. I'll just show you. Art scroll, when they printed Oz Yashir, they were the first ones ever to do this. And they haven't done it since. And this Siddur, is they printed Oz Yashir in the form of Shir Sayam. No. They did this in a way. Why not? Why not printed with Shiva say it looks nice, right? So why do they stop? The reason why they stopped was because when it gets to the end, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam, what do you do now? What, you're supposed to say it twice. Something happened with this. You got to talk to the people there. We have to bring them in here and have a whole long list of questions. Clobber them. We should really bring up by Davis. He knows the answer. He knows. He wrote half of these Siddurim. He knows the answers. We should really bring him in and question all of these very interesting things. I'm sure they're very interesting answers. But they don't, for whatever reason, they left out the dots, which is very surprising, which demands an answer. Because all of the other Siddurim do have dots. I wonder what the Korain does, if the Korain Siddur has dots. If go look later. The Korain has dots. And the two dots, now the two dots, I don't have a good answer, because the two dots, they only have a shva and a komatz. They leave out the cholo. I don't know the answer for that. So what? If the two yuds is just a synopsis of a yudke vavke and adnus, and they're putting in dots, so why do they put in a shva for the first yud, and a komatz for the second yud? Where's the cholam? Le'olam. I don't know the answer. Maybe I guess in the Mekatzis, so they only put in the first syllable, the last syllable, le, and lam is only a remez? Could be.
Seemingly, the reason they only wrote the two yuds is they didn't want people to actually say, like,
Shamus. Also, Shamus, they don't want to have Kedusha. If you have two yuds, does that have Kedusha Sashem? Luchar or not? Two yuds?
I thought the two yuds were space saver.
Space saver? Could be, because they rewrite all things. All right, I'm Yir Sashem to be continued.